Residents of the Lower East Side and the East Village have been waiting for almost 10 years to get their largest park back intact. Parts of the East River Park have been off limits while a waterfront promenade gets rebuilt. WNYC's Matthew Sherman reports the job's almost finished, but has been delayed by environmental violations and construction problems.
The East River Park is a narrow strip of land between the FDR Drive and the water. It stretches from just south of the Williamsburg Bridge north to 12th Street. James Rowley says it was in bad shape when he was a boy living in public housing nearby.
The red ends of the poles, like near the water, they used to be black. The pavement had cracks.
One day in late June of 2001, the dilapidated promenade suddenly got shut down. The Giuliani administration feared it might collapse under the weight of the thousands of people who were expected for the 4th of July fireworks just days later. The city has opened the park back up again as each segment gets finished. The playing fields got revamped quickly. A long stretch of the promenade opened earlier this year, but the three or four southernmost blocks are still shrouded behind a chain-link fence. Raleigh, now 26, comes back here when he's in the neighborhood.
It was completely different now. It has more lights now. It's more like open, more exposed, like, hey, this is the FDR Drive. Everybody should have a good time.
But the park's still not done. Henry Stern, the former parks commissioner, said the promenade would be closed for 2 years. That's grown into something more like 10 years. Adrian Benepe was in charge of Manhattan's parks at the time. Now he's commissioner of the whole department.
Quite frankly, I'm not satisfied with the pace of this project.
Benepe says the $72 million job is a complicated one, involving the replacement of 7,000 piles on which the promenade sits. But, he says, the contractor, a Long Island firm called Pile Foundation Construction Company, could have moved faster.
There have been times I've gone there and said, you know, I don't think they have enough people on the job.
Benepe says the Parks Department could have defaulted the contractor, but that would probably result in litigation and more delays. Pile Foundation also ran afoul of state laws intended to clean up New York's waterways, according to the State Department of Environmental Conservation. Inspectors monitored the project closely and provided WNYC with a video that shows a backhoe dumping potentially contaminated debris into the East River. A DEC official, Regina Sitohall, said in an email that the East River Park project reveals an unusual level of gross negligence and misconduct. Adrian Benepe.
Look, we're going to look very closely at this contractor. At the end of a project, every contractor gets graded as to whether they were satisfactory or unsatisfactory. And we'll take into account all those different factors.
Anthony Rivera, the company's president, wouldn't return phone calls. In 2007, and again in 2009, he waived his right to dispute DEC's allegations and agreed to pay a total of $350,000 in fines. Neither the violations nor the park's delays have gotten much attention. Perhaps that's because the East River Park is easily confused with a much flashier new park planned for the riverfront immediately to the south, the East River Esplanade. Amir Lewis is a filmmaker who grew up on the Lower East Side. He moved back there a number of years ago and goes running in the park frequently.
I don't think people ever expected it to get done in a prompt fashion. I don't think that there's a lot of anger. And if this was happening on the Upper East Side, there would be people burning, you know, draft cards in the street.
Benepe says the park's reconstruction should be completed by next July. But he says he's learned not to stake his job on construction schedules. For WNYC, I'm Matthew Sherman.